This is Maria with The Why, from Success to Startup Show, bringing you the whys of entrepreneurship on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.
Hello, welcome to Startup to Success. I have a very special guest today, Shayna Francesca, who's a speaker, writer, and entrepreneur. She's the founder and lead designer at Consonate, a multidisciplinary interior design and life design firm working with clients around the world. Shayna believes our present and future are transformed when we infuse our lives with intention. We design our lives and aspect our role as the author of our story. Shayna, I am so impressed by how you've combined interior design with something so much more meaningful than I've ever seen with any designer out there. I'm really impressed by your work, and I'm mostly impressed by the mindset behind it. It's just so inspiring. Welcome to my show.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Maria. I'm really glad to be here.
Wow, okay. I obviously, I'm gonna dive into your story, the backstory, and what inspired you to do what you're doing today. But I always love starting out with the why.
Yeah.
What's your why?
Okay. So to take it back to the way beginning, I was born into and raised in an abusive household, and there was chaos and all of these things coming at me all at the same time. And there was very little that I felt I could do to carve out space in my own life that was mine, right? When you're in an abusive household, yours doesn't exist, right? Because a sense of connection to oneself is threatening to the abusive person, right? So you create this whole identity and this mask. So I needed to create a space that was entirely for myself. And so I just turned my bedroom into this place that, even though, you know, my parents could enter at any time, right? I still needed to create it as a sanctuary for myself. And so I started to use it, the entire room, like a vision board for my life. And I started using the walls. I would post things all up over the walls, like images of who I wanted to be and inspirational quotes. And I started, I spent a lot of time reading because no one around me had a life that I wanted. So I needed to find mentors, but I didn't have access to them. I didn't know how to find a mentor, right? When you grow up in an abusive household, the people you're surrounded with, your parents behave and connect with other people who behave the way they do, right? So there was no access to someone who could give me a view of a way out or a world outside of my own. So I needed to create that for myself. And I started using books, and the authors of those books became the mentors in my head. And I started to see this really beautiful connection between the way I created the space around me, especially in my bedroom, and how I felt about myself and the confidence that it gave me, and how it felt like a place of peace and a place of sanctuary and a place where I could take a breath. And I started to notice that whenever really traumatic things would happen in the house, I would like reorganize, rearrange. I would do something to change my physical environment. And it was like I was breaking my connection with what was and resetting the stage for what I wanted there to be in my life. And then at some point I realized that being an interior designer was a thing. And that's what I went to school for. I have a BS in interior design. But then I started recognizing through my work with clients that the way that I saw interior design was very different than any other interior designer that I had ever seen out there. And I recognized that our physical environment is a direct reflection of our beliefs about ourselves. And so when we change our physical environment, even if it's through a coat of paint and, you know, washing the pillows and, you know, getting a cover for our sofa, whatever we can afford to do, and we start to let that space be a beautiful reflection of who we see ourselves as, it starts to really set the stage for the story we want our life to tell in a really beautiful way. And so that's where the shift to becoming a life designer really came from.
Wow. Like I said, I've never come across any interior designer that implements our so many aspects of our lives and who we are and who and how we want our life to be, the intention.
Yeah, that's it. That's what it is. It's the intention.
I mean, it's like it, and it's so important. Honestly, I didn't think about this until I came across your story where I was like, God, I never thought of it that way. Like how important our room is when I'm setting an intention to do something, whatever it is. If my room is set up a certain way, certain things can be the reminder of whatever goal that I have, right? Like, or maybe it's just a painting that reminds me of this peaceful place that I need to go. And every time I'm working and I'm stressed out, I look at that painting and it just calms me down. It could be small little elements.
And scent is a really, really important part. It's actually our connection, our strongest connection to memory and emotion, right? Is our sense of smell. So when I say that to people, they're like, okay, what do you mean by that? I'm like, okay, think about your grandmother's house. And almost the very first thing that comes up is a smell memory, right? That is a way that we can beautifully trigger ourselves to get into a specific mindset, trigger a specific emotion. Now, the thing is that once we are associate a specific emotion or specific memory type with a scent, it's almost impossible to override it. So we have to, like, if we think of the smell of lemons and we grew up, you know, with lemon trees in our backyard and you grew up running around that, or our grandmother always made us fresh lemonade or whatever it is, you know, we have a beautiful scent memory. So then every time we want to call up that memory or that emotion, we can use that scent, or we can form new scent memories. So we can use scent to get ourselves into a specific mindset. Okay, this is my work scent. This is my bedroom scent. This is, and we can really allow all these different things to connect to who we are and be beautiful reflections of ourselves within our home.
I love that. I love the separation between having different scents in different places and rooms.
Yeah.
Then it can activate different, you know, if you're in the room with the, in my bedroom, let's say with the lavender scent, then that's an indication I need to slow down and calm down. I love that.
Yeah.
I never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
Walk me through some of the services that you provide. How would people, you know, you work with a lot of people around the world.
Yeah.
How is working with you like?
Yeah. So, I mean, it just depends on what people need. What we focused on as a company before now was mostly interior design. But over the last 2 years, we've really shifted to become more life design and more consulting. And as a matter of fact, September 17th is the first date of our first workshop of a series of 6 workshops, really diving into what is life design and how do we implement it into our lives. And it's really about tapping into our authenticity. It's really about connecting with who we are. And so how I work with clients is just that, you know, we sit down and I really get to know them and I get to understand the story they want their life to tell, right? Like I may not use that exact language. I may not ask you what story do you want your life to tell, but that's essentially what I'm getting at. And I see the things around them in their home and I can tell which things really matter to them. But then I also ask, like, what are the things you love about your home? What are the pieces, or do you have things that you've collected or pieces of art you've collected from traveling around the world? Are there pieces that are heirloom furniture pieces that must stay and we must incorporate? You know, I started to get an understanding of who people are. And then we decide like what we're going to do from there. Are we renovating their whole home? Are we renovating a single room, or am I just consulting with them, you know, and having conversations about, you know, who they are and how they, and empowering them to just allow themselves to take up space beautifully and intentionally and to start with their home or with their physical person or whatever it is. And it's not about, because it's not about doing more. Life design is not about doing more. It's about being more intentional with what we already do. And so much of our world is constant noise telling us who we should be and what we should look like. And there's this constant outdoor, you know, exterior noise that's telling us that we should compare ourselves. But really, when we let go of that and we just let ourselves be who we are there's this beautiful transformation that happens, and we start to take up space well, and we don't take it away from other people, right? Because we recognize the space that belongs to us doesn't belong to anyone else, and vice versa. And so we're not stack ranking ourselves against one another, because there's no one else like us. And then we start to just let ourselves be and breathe. So I work with clients in a variety of ways.
Wow. What are some of the ways that you work? Is it mostly in person, or are you able to work with them remotely as well?
Yeah. When I work with clients as doing interior design work, sometimes I've done it entirely virtually. I do prefer to do at least, you know, a couple of meetings in person. But if that's not possible, then we figure out how to do it entirely via Zoom. Sometimes I've had clients like running around with measuring tapes and like talking them through measuring their spaces. but typically it's in person. I really do prefer that. But yeah, now it's kind of a hybrid. We can do follow-up meetings via Zoom and have a couple of in-person meetings. But when it comes to like workshops and so on, you know, we're doing those entirely digitally.
And then let's say a client comes to you and, you know, you guys solidify in terms of, you know, what their intention is,
yeah,
how they want to design their space, whether it's workspace or,
yeah,
you know, home space. Then do you help them with all the shopping, the product selection?
I do all the shopping. Yeah. Yeah. So I do all the selection. I create a mood board, you know, and then once we know that we've formed the proper mood, that it's aligned with who they are, then I create an expanded design board with all of the selections of all the things. And then we do all the ordering, and then we handle the installation and I call it the staging. So like setting it up so it's beautifully presented. So yeah, we do that. And I've been an interior designer for 17 years now. So that, you know, that aspect I love. But now like expanding more into the life design and doing workshops and speaking engagements, that part is also really exciting, because we're getting to like take what I've learned and what I naturally have done from the time I was a kid, and being able to share that information in a much larger way with people. And that's what I'm really excited about, because every time I have a conversation about life design with someone individually, they're like, are you talking to more people about this? Yeah. And I'm like, yes, I am now, because it just is connected with so many people. I think we have this innate desire to just give ourselves permission to be ourselves. So empowering.
I wanna share something personal with you. So I don't think I'm OCD, but I do like my space to be clean and organized. And I've noticed the days that, you know, my kids mess up my entire house. Like right now, my entire living room is a mess. I do have a 9-month-old who's got his toys everywhere. Mm-hmm. And then my 16-year-old got a puzzle and it's literally all over the table, our dining table. And every time I pass by it, I feel like I'm suffocated. Like it just suffocates me, the mess. Mm-hmm. You know? And so, you know, when I think of living with intention and having your space with intention, I've realized that I do not like messy. Messy gets mind messy. So, yes. So, and I never thought of it this way until, you know, I prepped to interview you, where I was like, wait, like this goes beyond just setting intention. Yeah. Having your space be exactly by design, having it's connected to how I live. Like my day, my mind is affected by how clean my house is. If it's messy, I feel overwhelmed in my head.
Well, I have a suggestion for you. This just came to me, and it may or may not be helpful, but you know, when it comes to like puzzle doing and things like that, sometimes puzzles take a long time. Perhaps there might be a puzzle tray or something that you could purchase where he could do puzzles on a tray, and then that tray could be stored or slid underneath your sofa, or somewhere where it's not going to get, you know, touched by 9-month-old fingers, or maybe put under his bed or their bed, so that mess can find a way to be kind of contained and not where you're seeing it all the time. And then, you know, I think there's two things I think a lot of our society tells us that our house has to be perfect. And I think there's a lot of pressure that we put on ourselves to line up with that. And then I think there's also the fact that all of that noise with everything else going on in our lives, when things are messy, it does feel naturally overwhelming. And then I also think, you know, setting up our space in a way that we can easily kind of just give it a quick tidy so that it's not feeling overwhelming is also, it's a combination of things. It's a matter of giving ourselves some grace, especially because you have a 9-month-old kid, and I can't even imagine how overwhelming that is. And trying to find little ways, little hacks that can get you to be able to be like, okay, so he doesn't have to clean up the puzzle before it's done, but he's able to put it away or transport it somewhere else where you're not able to see it. Like just finding little ways to adapt our space so that it fulfills everybody in the family's needs in a way that's not trampling over one another. You know, I think that's really key.
Thank you. That's great advice. I am going to get a puzzle tray. And I think my baby's problem can be solved if I get one of those, what are they called? Trunks, you know, like a big.
Yeah, a toy chest. Yeah.
Toy chest. There you go. See, my oldest kids are 16 and 17, and I forgot all the things that I used to have for them to keep things organized. And now with this new one, I'm like, relearn.
What do I do? Yeah.
Like, what do I? And then if I go online, I get overwhelmed with all the new products, and I'm just like, yeah, okay, yeah, it's too much.
Yeah. No, there is a lot out there. A simple toy chest could be really, and they make a lot of different ones, hybrid ones where you could use baskets or just dump everything inside. But the ones where you dump everything inside can feel a little bit overwhelming because they have to pull all the things out to find the thing. So the ones with drawer, like, bins or things that you can pull out, I highly recommend those.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Perfect timing. Let's talk a little bit about, the journey that you went through as you were building Consonate. Was there anything specific, you know, if you look back, anything specific that you figured out that you would say took your business to the next level?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think when I allowed myself to be myself. You know, there's something interesting that happens, I think, when you turn 30, especially as a woman, right? And I'm getting close. I'm very close to 40. But there's something interesting that happens where you just give yourself permission to be, right? And to question all the things that people have told you that you should do. And you start just being like, but why? Why do I have to live my life by your rules? I don't. And when we start to shed those rules, and stop holding ourselves to someone else's standard, because they're not in our body. They're not here with us, right? And so when I started my business 5 years ago, but I took it full-time 3 years ago. When I took it full-time, I think is when I gave myself permission to just be myself and try my best to have fun. You know, there's times where it feels overwhelming and fun doesn't seem to be anywhere to be found. But as often as possible, I try to just think about what can I do today that's really going to like feel connected to me. It's not just about productivity, right? Because we get so caught up in the productivity, and it's just going to be connected to who I am and me enjoying my life, because I only have one life, right? And so I do the same thing that I do with my clients. It's like, how do I just let myself be myself today and not be focused on the productivity? And that's really when my business took off. And not only that, it's when I found the connection and I let myself lean into the connection between life design and interior design, and allowed myself to lean into the fact that the next iteration of my business was life design. And I didn't need to lean on being an interior designer, right? I could just be myself and I could share this life design with everyone.
Wow. And the journey brought you to this point.
Yes.
That's nothing that you had to prepare for. And you said something that really resonated with me, because, I've been going through a phase, and I think the 40s are something else. The 40s is where you're...
I can't wait. I cannot wait.
It's an amazing age, because you realize that you're getting closer. And you're just like, oh my God, I cannot be doing this. I can't waste time on this. So then you really start picking the most important things that matter to you, because you're like, oh my God, I'm in my 40s. Like, and then you have friends who are getting sick or whatever, and it just starts scaring you even more and pushing you to get your act together and just really stop wasting time and love yourself and let, but you got it early. I mean, you really went through that sort of early. You were one of the luckiest ones. Most people don't do that. And I think, you know, and I think in 40s, I've experienced that, yes, being myself is going to solve a lot of the, it's going to answer a lot of the questions that I have.
It does. Yeah.
And not only is it going to take my business to the next level, because now I'm being myself and I'm taking on projects that I'm passionate about and I'm not worried about anything, but, you know, but is this true to what I believe in? Is this, how I want to contribute to the society? Is this who I want the kids to remember me as if I'm gone? And so all these questions come and arise, and it's like, it's a fun phase to go through, but it looks like you're 10 years ahead. You're 15 years ahead of me, so I congratulate you on that. But going back to the fact that you've got this story that really prepped you for something, I feel like, yes, you can look at it like, you know, you grew up in an unhealthy environment, but you're also one of the lucky ones to figure out at a very young age what your passion and mission in life is. So I think you're one of the most blessed people I've ever met. So congratulations on that. And I love that you're inspiring others to really, you know, figure out how to design their lives based on who they are and how their story came about and why they, you know, maybe go back and look at everything that we've experienced that's negative and try to turn it around and say, well, there has to be something positive that came out of this, and let's take the positive and start helping others who might be going through it as we speak, you know? And so amazing. What's one advice do you have for the listeners who are in your industry, who are trying to or want to take the leap or are in the industry? What advice do you have for them?
I would say, I mean, I kind of straddle multiple industries, but I would say for those starting out in the interior design world, maybe we'll start with that, is just, you know, if you want to start your own business, regardless of what industry you're in, let's just pull it out of that and just say, regardless of what industry you're in, know that we aren't meant to do it alone. And hyper-individualization is nothing but harmful. We're meant to try to form community around ourselves. And if you aren't somebody who has access to the people you think you need, books are a beautiful way to do that, to find mentors and to find support. And then to look for and be open to finding community and people around you who want to help get you to the next level and help, you know, put the puzzle pieces together, because sometimes we have all these bits and pieces of information and we don't see how they connect, and someone else can, and they can really save us a lot of time and a lot of energy. You know, you're still succeeding. You're still absolutely winning when you have people behind you, because absolutely no one can do it on their own, no matter what anybody tells you or makes you think. They have lots of people behind them supporting them and helping them to accomplish all the things they're accomplishing.
Thank you. That's amazing advice. Thank you so much, Shayna. How can the listeners get in touch with you?
Yeah, the easiest way is through my website. So it is www.consonate.world. And I say the www part because it's a .world address, and so that part is necessary. And so all of my contact information is on there. Everything about me as a speaker and a writer is on there. Lots of different ways to get connected. So that's the best way.
Thank you so much for your time and for all the amazing wisdom and the tips you shared with me today.
Yeah, thanks, Maria.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.